producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Tuesday, the 19th, 1-19-16. How about them apples? Got lots of numbers here. The number is 7, 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Our business together is it's not a chore. It's a pleasure to be here and go through. It is all the things that are going on in the world. The passing of Glenn Frey, a lot of people are talking about, and I don't know what else to say except 67 is way too young to die, and I always thought he looked healthier than he obviously was, which is a good trick. So that'll be, especially among people who are not necessarily my age, but all ages. Kara, you knew who Glenn Frey was. I say that sometimes because I don't want to assume anything. A lot of people don't know much about the Eagles who are your age, but some people do. So is Glenn Frey somebody that you felt was worthy of consideration, or did you know who he was?
Yeah, no, I know who he was. And, I mean, my dad listened to a lot of music when I was growing up, and the Eagles were included in that. So I knew who he was, and I liked the Eagles, and I enjoy his singing voice. And, you know, I was saying when I got here and when I heard yesterday, because I actually saw Ken Kessler's post on Facebook about it, and I was very surprised. And it's odd when your parents are getting to an age that's similar to all of these people who are dying. It kind of freaks you out a little bit.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty surprising. I will tell you that it did catch me way, 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 way off guard, because I didn't think that there was anything going on with him. Last time I remember seeing him was in some performance at some point. He was an aging rocker like so many others, but when you get down to the list here, as a matter of fact, the list is published at DougSteffen.com. These four celebrities passing away in the last week or so: David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Dan Haggerty, Glenn Frey. All right, so Kara, this is not a test. Do you know who Dan Haggerty was?
I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Grizzly Adams. You ever heard of Grizzly Adams? It was a TV show. You probably haven't, and that wouldn't be surprising. Grizzly Adams TV show in the 60s and 70s, I think, maybe early 80s, known as Grizzly Adams. Fairly young guy. Alan Rickman was young. They all were young. This is sobering for me because I'm older than all of them. So under the circumstances, well, I'm the same age in years, but in terms of months, Bowie and Rickman were my age, and Haggerty was a little younger, and Frey was a little younger. So it is, you had the right word there. It's sobering. How does it impact you? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. It is very sobering. So you can answer the poll question if you have a mind to do so. Who was it whose work had the greatest impact on you? Was it Bowie, Rickman, Haggerty, Frey? Yesterday's poll question at DougSteffen.com: how are you observing Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Let's see how this added up. 26% said attending some special event. That surprises me, actually. 17% said going to a monument or a museum. 16% going to a parade. 14% just another work day. 10% when is Martin Luther King Jr. Day? It was a day that I didn't, other than on the radio, I paid no attention to the fact that it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Not that I would have. That was time enough. Probably during the course of the 5 or 6 hours that were on the air, I may have spent the total of an hour in those hours. And that's a lot of time to spend thinking about one person whose body of work, speaking of body of work, was very important to many, if not all, of us, whether you realize it or not. There's a fellow who had some real impact. Fast forward to today, and impact. Is Marco Rubio having impact? Depends on whether you like Marco Rubio. I don't particularly care for him, but I thought it was interesting that he's going to be on the Tonight Show this week. A lot of these people are going to start the revisitation. Some of them have been on already. He does nothing for me. Zero. Matter of fact, I find him quite disingenuous and kind of a waste of time. Who's good? Well, I guess depends on your point of view. What kind of soup do you like? I like vegetable soup. You may like chicken noodle. It's that kind of thing. But speaking of Rubio on the Tonight Show, the Republican National Committee severed ties with NBC for their upcoming presidential debate and instead decided to go to CNN. The committee voted unanimously last night to pull out of the arrangement for the 25th of February debate, scheduled the week before Super Tuesday. The RNC said, quote, they decided to move forward without NBC's participation in the February debate in Houston. They did not say why. NBC was trying to get involved in this thing. They had the Democratic National debate on Sunday. The relationship was suspended after the debate in October. The committee claimed the debate was poorly handled and focused mostly on gotcha questions. I agree 100%. You? It's all about gotcha stuff. It was. They deserved what they got, frankly, in my opinion. All right, so the price of gasoline down 47 cents a gallon in a Michigan, let's see, Houghton Lake, Michigan, down 47 cents. Price of gasoline is affecting a lot of different things. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And whether or not there's diversity lacking at the Oscars, is that something that's important to you? 13 and change past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
17 and a half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Oscars. Are they lacking diversity? The nominations revealed last week, a lot of people trying to make something of this, the lack of diversity. You feel that there is or there isn't. Now, this is the second year this has been a controversy. Here in Los Angeles, the LA Times reporting that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is 94% white, 77% male. The average age is 62. All right, so I would say, so what to that? But you may think something else. Here's Gil Robertson, who's the president of the African American Film Critics Association, says it's pretty surprising that a film like Straight Outta Compton could be nominated for so many other awards but was snubbed by the Oscars.
You know, it is a bit disappointing for, you know, Straight Out of Compton to be nominated for Critics' Choice, for Producers Guild, Directors Guild, and not to receive an Academy Award nomination is surprising. And so, you know, we're just going to have to redouble our efforts to improve, I guess, diversity in the ranks of those people who do the nominating. With Chris Rock hosting, get ready for a lot of interesting ribbing about the fact that a show that this year will have a black co-producer with Reggie Hutland and a black show host with Chris Rock doesn't really have any African-American talent to celebrate.
All right, so let's try to pull this apart a little bit, and maybe there's some thing that is... when I hear these sorts of things, they stick in my craw, actually. And I grew up in a very diverse community. I'm very diverse. And it even bothers me that I sort of feel like I have to say, you know, I'm not prejudiced, yada, yada, yada. These circumstances remind me of the discussion that started way back when I was in school about diversity and equal opportunity, the EEOC. And when that was established, the equal opportunity employment, the issue came about in schools. And it wasn't just about blacks and whites. It was about men and women. There was a great deal of discussion when I was in college. The Title IX program was passed, which basically required that school systems spend as much money on female athletic endeavors as male athletic endeavors. And yet we didn't really think about it, but you do think about, especially today, that there is still a great divide. We still talk about how exciting it was to have a black president or how exciting it would be to have a woman president instead of focusing on who's best. So have the people in the African American Film Critics Association, have they gone down that same street? There will be people who will look at this and be much more harsh when it comes to the discussion of this. I can think of one talk radio person who will be taking it apart, and that's fine. It's up to him to do that. I'm not interested in taking it apart. I just, on the merits of it, are there people in these movies that ought to be nominated? Is it because they are good, or is it because they are black that they would be the feature? I remember somebody bringing this up a month or so ago on one of the award committees. There were, and one of the shows, there was an abundance of black presence in terms of the presenters. And I wondered whether that was just a reaction to the fact that there weren't a lot of people who were in these movies that should be nominated. It bugs me when we're now once again looking at this stuff and thinking that people who are black didn't get enough attention. It bugs me. All right, so I'll lay that on you. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, as is usually the case in this portion of every hour, there's some musical slash entertainment focus, and certainly the appropriate way to spend our time here is with the focus on Glenn Frey, founding member of the Eagles, dying yesterday at the age of 67. Here's how his professional career began in 1968, playing acoustic guitar, singing background vocals for Bob Seger on this single, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. I'm going to crank that up. All right, next up on the hit parade, literally, Glenn singing lead on the first single the Eagles came out with in 1972. He co-wrote this with Jackson Brown. It sounds a lot like Jackson Brown, but it became a signature song for the Eagles as well. Take It Easy, 1972. What a cool song. Great. This, to me, is the really great sort of sound the Eagles created. Represented extraordinarily well here with this. As is the next song, Glenn Frey singing lead on this song, won a Grammy in 1975 for Lion Eye. How superb. I was thinking of a concert I went to this past summer with Meredith, the Spinners, and she looked at me and said, they had all these hits? And they did. And the Eagles, likewise. My God, look at this list. This is a great story song, Lion Eyes, 1975. A New Kid in Town was 1976. Another Grammy.
Johnny Come Lately.
Number one song for the year. Glenn singing on this one.
Everybody loves you. So don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play.
Now number of Grammys. This is another one, Heartache Tonight, sung by Glenn. The last number one single they had. Sort of fast forward into 1980, Glenn shared lead vocals on this one with Timothy B. Schmidt. I can't tell you why. Some of these songs you'll sort of have not heard for a while. Oh yeah, I remember that one. This is a cover song. Next one, the Eagles used to perform an a cappella song as a warm-up, Seven Bridges Road, blending all their voices together. This was released with their reunion in 1994. Last single they ever released together. And then he had a solo career, the one you love, Glenn's first solo single. But the one that most people remember him for as the single, well, there are a couple of them from Miami Vice, if you want to go to Smuggle His Blues there. I think that's a good way to go. Finish our tribute for this album. And he acted in a lot of episodes of Miami Vice as well. 28 past the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Dorothy Hamill is one of the most famous figure skaters the United States has ever produced. After winning four national championships, she went on to win the Olympic gold medal in 1976. Long before she became a world-class skater, she discovered the thrill of ice skating on a pond near her house in Greenwich, Connecticut. If you go there today, you can still see the pond. But if you'd like to lace up your skates and pretend you're an Olympic medalist, you can't. It's prohibited. 10 years ago, officials in the city banned skating on all the ponds in the community. One of the main reasons for the ban was the concern about liability and getting sued. Let's be fair. We've talked about a lot of ways that America has changed in recent years because of excessive litigation and the growing fear of being sued. But few stories illustrate that any better than the sad fact that boys and girls in Dorothy Hamill's hometown can no longer skate on a pond under the sun and clouds. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stephen's Good Day program, Tuesday, January the 19th. The buzz, the trending stories, people who are involved in the discourse of the day, certainly the Republican front runners are in the focus. During a town hall meeting last night, Mr. Cruz, Senator Cruz, characterized Donald Trump as insincere on immigration, saying that Trump was, quote, nowhere to be found during the battle over the Gang of Eight immigration reform bill, and brought up his support for the financial bailouts and for eminent domain. Well, Trump was nowhere to be found. Trump wasn't a politician then. That would be my quick answer to that. I'm not an apologist for Donald Trump. He needs no one to stick up for him. Yesterday, speaking of Trump, it was an interesting conversation. Many of you have heard this conversation, I'm guessing, and maybe you've had a thought or two about the Brits. There was a discussion of Donald Trump in the House of Parliament, a debate among lawmakers on the call to ban Donald Trump from being allowed to visit England. There wasn't much appetite to close Britain's doors to Mr. Trump. Parliament took up the topic. A half a million people signed a petition calling for Trump to be excluded because of his call for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the U.S. A lot of Muslims, more Muslims live in Britain than in the United States. And so I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to guess that many of those people who signed that were Muslims living not just in London. Birmingham is a large population. Manchester, a large Muslim population. Anyway, Trump has said this is something that is, as usual, not necessarily rightly portrayed by the news media, and this isn't the first time you've heard this. I have said it before, many other people have said before, that, and again, who needs to be an apologist for Donald Trump? I just like to have the facts, or at least what I think seem to be the facts, and the fact in terms of what he said about Muslims, so there's that last phrase that gets left out of much of the video and audio, that is, until we need to stop this until we get a handle on it. I think that's an important phrase, don't you? By the way, it's 888-302-3684. If you have something important to say about this or whatever it is that we may be visiting. So the British law, back to the discussion of Parliament yesterday, in England, any petition supported by 100,000 people or more, and by the way, the way they do petitions, not here we have White House petitions and you sign them and or you go online. I think that's the same thing that happens there. You got to have an email address. That's fodder for parliamentary debate. So there was more of a discussion than a vote. Some of the highlights from the debate lasted for 3 hours. Man, Trump's pretty important. This was a three-hour debate. So here is Gavin Robinson, a Democratic unionist.
So you don't need a crystal ball to recognize that the person you're dealing with may be a successful businessman, is also a buffoon and has the dangerous capability of saying the most obscene or insensitive things to attract attention.
Really? And you don't think there's ever been any of that? This guy hasn't been in Parliament very long. There's a lot of that stuff there. As an Anglophile, I can tell you, I was invited to go to Parliament, sit in and watch the debate, and there's pretty rowdy stuff going on there. Now, here's a Conservative Party member of Parliament named Victoria Atkins.
Turning, as I must, to Mr. Trump, his comments regarding Muslims are wrong. His policy to close borders, if he is elected as president, is bonkers. And if he met one or two of my constituents in one of the many excellent pubs in my constituency, then they may well tell him that he is a wazzock for dealing with this issue in this way.
Well, there's nothing like not having the facts. At any rate, here's another member of Parliament. Remember, they have many more parties represented here. When they get consensus governments, they got to put the Conservatives together with the Unionists and the Labour Party, etc. Here's Tulip Siddiq, a member of the Labour Party.
People often say that the public are apathetic about politics. This online petition, signed by nearly 600,000 people, shows that when people feel a sense of justice, when people feel that we need to stop a poisonous, corrosive man from entering our country, they will act in good conscience. But this is not just any man that we're talking about. This is a man who is extremely high profile, involved in the American show business industry for years and years, a man who is interviewing for the most important job in the world. His words are not comical. His words are not funny. His words are poisonous. They risk inflaming tension between vulnerable communities. And let me make one thing clear. We have legislation in our country to make sure we do not let people enter who are not conducive to the public good.
I find this amusing, frankly. How about you? Here's Sir Edward Lee, who also belongs to the Conservative Party in Parliament.
Actually, in a free country, you have the right to offend people. And I introduced an amendment to Clause 5 of the Public Order Act, making that quite clear. I offend people in this House all the time. And that's my perfect right to do. The United States is a friendly country. Twice in two world wars, it's come to our rescue. This man may conceivably become president of our most important ally. Petitions like this, they're good. They're a bit of good fun, but if, God forbid, the government was to act on it, would only play into Mr. Trump's hands. His entire style of politics is to stoke controversy and say outrageous things, lavishing with attention, even if our intent is to condemn or deride, is only falling into the trap he has set for us. His continuing popularity amongst voters is evidence of this, and he is popular with many voters. We may not like it, but he is.
So that's pretty common sense approach to it, right? So let's see what we have here in terms of social commentary, social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, on the UK attempt to ban Mr. Trump. Tim Grimes writes, hard to be prez when the Brits and possibly the rest of the world don't like you. Really? The rest of the world didn't like George Bush. The rest of the world doesn't much like Barack Obama. In terms of, I think, most recent, the rest of the world doesn't like George Bush much more than we did and doesn't like Barack Obama much more than we do. Okay, Tim, but thank you for your comment. Glenn writes, what an incredible waste of time and taxpayers' money by the Brits. Watching the MPs discuss this urgent matter via cable was an embarrassment to behold. No, it wasn't. Come on. It was fun. It was very amusing.
Obviously,
James,
the taxpayers care about it, too, if 600,000 of them
signed
a petition. They have to talk about it.
Right, exactly. They have to pay attention to their constituents. Good point, Kara. James writes, the same authority that could ban him from entry also has to grant him diplomatic immunity and allow him entry if he is elected. It would be an interesting test of treaties if that happened. That's carrying it a little bit far. I think what will prevail is obviously what the last member of Parliament said. Neil writes, why are Parliament even debating this waste of taxpayer money when they have far more serious issues, just like we do over here, to be worried about? But all they can worry about is a guy who's not even going to be president. I'm not so sure about that, pal. I'm not every day that passes, it looks like there's a good chance that he, in fact, could be the next president. So let's write and think about that. How would he get along? Again, he doesn't need an apologist, and I'm not acting as an apologist, but I think there's a certain amount of common sense involved in these sorts of conversations. Trump has built a very successful business. He has to know how to negotiate. He has to know how to get along with people who run things. And after all, isn't that what we want? We want somebody who knows how to run things, who's got some experience running things. This current president has never had any real experience running anything except when he was thrown into office on the whims of voters who really didn't know what they were getting. They just know they didn't like what they had before. And that was, it was pretty obvious that we didn't like what we had before, and then we make it that much worse. So is this one of those hold-your-nose deals and vote for the lesser of all evils? Where are the good candidates? Where are the good politicians? Where are the good people of America who know how to run things? Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York, why doesn't he want to be president? There's got to be something that these people know that we know about getting involved, because Bloomberg would be, in most of our minds, a pretty good jump. Anyway, food for thought. 43 past the hour, Steve Harvey. In a moment, the host of Family Feud does his own daytime talk program on television and has a good morning radio program. He has some interesting things to say, and we'll get to that in a moment on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
All right, 47 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Every once in a while, after he tapes episodes of The Family Feud, Steve Harvey spends a few minutes talking with the audience. He posted an inspirational video on his Facebook page last couple of days, and it's been viewed 45 million times. So the entire video is to be... It's about 6 minutes long. It's on our Facebook page. I'm going to do that later this morning. But in the meantime, here are a few of the highlights from this Steve Harvey post on Facebook.
I'm going to share something with you. I'm going to tell you something that every successful person has to do, including you. Believe it or not, every successful person in this world has jumped. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. Believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump. Wow. See, God, when he created all of us, he gave every last one of us a gift at birth. He never created a soul without endowing them with a gift. You just got to quit looking at gifts as running, jumping, singing, dancing. It's more than that. It's if you know how to network, if you can connect dots, if you draw, if you teach. Some of y'all fry chicken better than anybody else, bake pie. Some of you cut hair, color hair. Some people do grass. I got a partner, man. We never wanted to go out with us because we stayed out too late. Come on, man, go out with us. Now I got to get up early, mom, cutting Miss Johnson's grass. We kept laughing at this dude. Cutting grass, how much they pay you? He got a landscaping company in Cleveland worth $4 million. Because all he do is cut grass. But he was gifted at it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to identify that gift.
What a wonderful way for us to get a focus on something that I really feel we need to do, inspire people. So here he is summarizing sort of what he's saying, jumping off, believing in yourself.
The only way for you to soar is you got to jump. You got to take that gift that's packed away on your back. You got to jump off that cliff and pull that cord. That gift opens up and provides the soar. If you don't ever use it, you're going to just go to work. And if you're getting up going to work on a job every day that you hate going to, that ain't living, man. You just existed. At one point in time, you ought to see what living's like. But the only way to see what living like, you got to jump.
Mm-hmm. Put your whole heart and soul in what you do. I have done that with my radio work over the years. Plenty of opportunities for me to have said, nah, I don't want to do this anymore. But I love what I do. Do you love what you do with your time? 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Nothing I've been told about these people is correct. They are not beggars and thieves. They are not the boogeymen they have been made out to be. On the contrary, they are polite guests and have a familiar humor I enjoy. Supplies are abundant. My country is everything I dreamed it would be. There can be no place like this on earth. Spirits are high, and overnight I have gone from a person of suspicion to one of genuine standing. I am greeted with open smiles and looks of appreciation. In short, I have become a celebrity.
The movie Dances with Wolves did a lot for Kevin Costner's career, I think, in a lot of different ways. The music that you're hearing, we get started with movie moments by having some music from movies. This is from the Oscar-winning score Dances with Wolves by John Barry, and then Costner, and some of the excerpts from the movie itself.
Remember how huge that movie was when it came out?
Big epic.
I mean, it is. Yeah. Because everybody's like, is he crazy doing a movie where he just kind of thinks to himself for 2.5 or 3 hours? It was long.
It did superbly well.
Yeah, superbly. And it's a good movie.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Go on.
Yeah. All right, well, you're going to have a little attention span there, Richie.
Yeah, that's me.
How that works.
But it was good.
Yep, good way to get us started. We're going to go through the box office totals. 13 hours in the focus because it's something Jennifer and I both saw. We want Richie to go see it. We want you to go see it. It was a very important, I thought, important movie this past weekend. We have the actual list. The poll last week focused on the Golden Globes. I thought it was interesting, and I never really... I was making comment about the Critics Awards last night. Sylvester Stallone won again. But when we asked what your favorite part of the Golden Globes was, 37% said Sylvester Stallone, which I think is a superb reality.
Yeah, good for him. I think it's telling. You know, he made a comeback and hadn't been recognized before. Pretty cool.
And then the attention being given to John Krasinski and the different kind of role that he played in 13 Hours. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. This is Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted.
completed unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you've calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's go through the top five movies of the weekend. I don't know whether Richie or Jennifer, you've got that. Then
I've
I want
it.
To talk about 13 Hours. Go ahead, Jen.
Surprisingly, it looks like, and this is, you know, they still have some more tabulations to do, but as of today, Ride Along 2 was the top movie at the box office.
Wow. All right, so let me make a comment about that. I went into the movies. I couldn't get in to see, the first time I went to see Benghazi, I couldn't get in because the theater was sold out. So I went to see this movie with Ice Cube and this just unbelievably annoying Kevin Hart. And I got up and walked out of the movie and because it was just so annoying, and actually went into another movie that had Richard Gere and Dakota Fanning in it called The Benefactor. Weird, really strange, and awful movie. Don't go see that either. All right, go ahead, Jennifer.
All right, so number one, Ride Along, made $34 million so far this weekend. The Revenant in at number two with $29 million. Star Wars, unbelievable, $851 million is their total U.S. gross. This weekend alone, $25 million. 13 Hours, The Story of Benghazi in at number four with $16 million. And number five is Daddy's Home with $9 million over the weekend. $129 million total. That movie did a lot better than I think people thought.
Yeah. And Krasinski, who stars in this movie, who is from The Office, talked about how long, I mean, he was told that he shouldn't waste his time trying to get the role because Michael Bay wouldn't even look at his tape, look at his things
from The Office. Good.
But he was very good in it. It's a good movie. There's a great message in it. So please just check it out. I haven't seen it yet. 13 Hours. That's the review here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.